Hi. Hey.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi. So tell me who you are.
Well, my name is Malika. I came from Florida after having done a lot of research. I'm just that kind of person that always, you know, dig deep before I get on a journey. It sounded like exactly what I was looking for. This patchwork that I was doing, fixing one thing, then, you know, that's not working. So I needed a total overall radical transformation.
Have you been radicalized?
Oh, my G. I think Iboga had a field week with me. When everyone was doing 48 hours on that thing, I was like 72 hours later, it wouldn't let me off. The reason why I'm doing it is because I wanted to take my parents. My dad is addicted to tobacco. I have a brother that's addicted to pills. And we had it tough, all of us, individually and as a family, you know. Growing up, we were poor. I was raised in the ghettos, so there was a lot of accumulation of things that I kept in, that I never dealt with. I was doing a lot of suppression and denial, and everything is good. I had this front, but even I could see through it. My whole vibe was like just so heavy. I was just being crippled. I had all these things that I know I can do, but not doing them, just writing them on the to-do list every week, and nothing gets done. So I just get tired. I needed a real shake-off.
And it seems like you got it.
Yeah.
The first night, we were all laughing the next day, sort of, but like, I thought I was going insane. I was so uncomfortable. I didn't realize, because I believed that I was very confident. This really showed me that I'd been lying to myself so great, like, that so much lying.
We became expert.
Yeah.
You know? Professional.
Professional
lying
liars.
To ourselves. And then we wonder, how come they lie to me?
Yeah.
Dude, you lie to yourself, they're going to lie to you.
What's the main lessons you've taken away from it? Where are you at?
That really all this baggage that we carry in day in, day out for no reason, all these fears, false evidence appearing real. There is a way to bring it to the surface and take the scum out one time. And what I like about the medicine is that it knows when to stop and where to dig deep. But I've seen it all also. I've done ayahuasca before, 4 hours straight tripping, but nothing close to this. This was not just tripping. This was hardcore. The medicine loves hard cases. And they did a number on me. I was twitching because it was trying to get in every corner of my being. It wanted to get in there. And I felt it spreading out like, you know, tiny little particles everywhere and on in my cells and everything. So that forced me to ask for forgiveness to everyone that I had hurt. And as a result, I have all this heaviness. So there was a lot of guilt and shame in so many ways, the way I treated myself, let others treat me. So I had to come clean with me, you know. I did this to me, you know. I allowed it. So...
Well, so you're glad you did it.
I'm glad I did it. Oh, my. Yeah, that's the best thing, as I said, you know. Well, I feel so much lighter. The first time we took it, I felt very light. And now I don't even have recurring thoughts. I could sit here, talk to you, and that's all I'd be doing. That's it. It's a new me, Malika 2.0, you know.
And so what are you going to do with all this knowledge?
First, you know, I had a little bad habit, you know, smoking marijuana, that dropped that, so that was great. So now I have all this time, you know.
Yeah, because you're not high, you have tons of time.
Yeah, you know. And now I have all these projects. I've been having these projects that I have to tackle business wise, things that I want to do for my personal development. And now I can do them. I'm motivated. No one can come close to me with those things that I don't believe in anymore, or that I want to let go of. I'm not packing on more guilt and more shame. I'm good, I'm light.
Yeah, thank sure. you, Malika.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for what you're doing. We need more people to know about it.
Okay. Okay, say hi.
Hello.
So we are here where?
In Costa Rica.
At what?
The Iboga Wellness Center.
I don't think anybody knows what this is. I only knew because a girlfriend of mine who was an alcoholic did it years ago and told me immediately after that I should try it. And I was like, thanks? It seemed like a pretty passive-aggressive thing to say at the time. But what I realize now is it's not about addiction. It's about the things that happened to you before the addictions were caused. So obviously there's an opiate epidemic happening in our country. Mm-hmm. There is an avoidance of pain epidemic that causes all of these issues. There's just a lack of everything to help what's happening. People can be free of heroin and opiate addiction. I've heard of people getting clean and then they spend the rest of their lives fighting it.
Right.
They never really move on. There's a stigma attached to them in their own minds, their family's minds. And something about this drug like eradicates it. Can you talk to me about that or what your experience of it was?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I got pretty heavy into opiates. I was shooting up heroin and meth. At the beginning, it was fun, and then it got to the point where I wasn't getting high anymore. I was just doing it to get well. I had gone to rehab 15 times. They told me, oh, you got to go to an AA meeting every day for the rest of your life, and you'll be able to manage your addiction. I tried that for a long time, and then finally got to the point where I was like, okay, none of this stuff that they're telling me I'm supposed to do is working. Some people I've seen it help, but, you know, the majority of people I see struggling with this problem their entire life. And the difference with Iboga, like our teacher would say, addiction is child's play to Iboga. Because there's so much more going on that causes that addiction. Looking at what happened in your childhood, the way you've been thinking, those thought patterns that you have, those are what, you know, manifest into these addiction problems. And that's why it's able to treat so many things, because really we see that the problem, all it comes down to our minds. I don't have to be a victim of my own thoughts. You know, I don't have to have these cravings for the rest of my life like they tell me I'm going to have. You know, I haven't had a craving since I had Iboga.
How long have you started this when?
A year and a half ago.
So you walked in here, as you described to me, on the brink of death.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that because you look so healthy. You look so vibrant. And a year and a half later, you're training to become a provider. You've been to Africa now and done initiation doses?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You basically take Iboga and you sit and listen to Bwiti music, which is insane. Do you want to describe it the first time? Sounds like someone's jackhammering in your head while African men laugh at you. Something like that.
Something like that, maybe.
It's like, what's the RPM on this thing? It's the fastest music I've ever heard. It's just a different level. It's like sped up. And it somehow forces your mind out of your body because it's so insane. First you fight it and hyperfixate on it and you want to kill yourself, or like maybe take a brick to the speaker, anything to get out of listening to this music. And then it sort of transports you out of your mind. But you went to Africa where you're in a hut with seven musicians playing in an acoustic dome. Mm-hmm. Can you just describe what it's like over there?
During initiation, you just feel that it's this huge celebration of life. There's people dancing, they're dancing with fire, there's music going off super loud, and it's hard to put into words.
People can dance?
Yeah.
It's insane.
I know.
So one of the things that you can't do, obviously, your first time is walk. And even to go to the bathroom, to move, to do anything, you have to, because it's like your freshman year of high school drunk. Are you going on your astral projection trips while you're dancing?
A little bit. I was.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What are your plans for the future now?
Well, I'm still training, so continue my training and keep working here. I love working with this medicine, and I know that this is something that I'm going to do for the rest of my life. I just feel so passionate about it, and it's so beautiful getting to watch people discover themselves. Time and time again, we get to meet the coolest people coming here. And, you know, at some point branch off, and my boyfriend and I'll, you know, do our own thing. Maybe we'd love to work with addicts. That's where I'm really passionate about, and keep spreading the word of Iboga, because I know that everybody could use this medicine. There's something to be gained for everybody, and I just want more people to know about it so they have that option to really take their lives back.
Chelsea, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So grateful to be here, and thank you for all your help and your love and support.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, hi, Gary.
Hello, Zoe.
Where are we?
Guanacaste, Costa Rica, which is in the Northwest Province.
And we're at your facility?
Yeah, at Iboga Wellness Center.
And where are you from?
I'm from the United States. two sons and five grandkids, and life is great.
And tell me how you came to know about Iboga.
Well, I came to know about Iboga largely through my older son. Jeff is his name. He had a problem with opiate addiction, and he came to my wife and I, asked for help, and we investigated things. Iboga seemed like the best option for us.
What happened with your son?
Got to a point where he was pretty dissatisfied with life. He dropped out of high school and got involved with drugs. Just was kind of living very recklessly for a long time, about 15 years or so. Ultimately ended up using heroin, you know, just to get by. He said he didn't do it to get high. He just wanted to be normal. We decided to come to Costa Rica to another place called Iboga House. But we came there together and, you know, was there to support him through his process. But I was also there for myself. Wanted to know more about my purpose in my life and why I was here and, you know, what it was all about. And, you know, had been on a path looking for something. I didn't really know what it was, but I just kept looking and looking. It took about 18 years or so. And then came upon Iboga, and it just kind of blew my mind. Never really seen anything like it before. It helped my son. It was just remarkable to witness as a parent, watch him come back and be able to recognize him again. He had changed so much.
I don't think Iboga does the word justice for what it's given people. We got to rename it to Miracle God Bark. How did you make the leap to decide that this was going to be your full-time gig?
About a week after I'd first taken Iboga, I took it two times, about 3 days apart. So about a week into it, it was just very clear to me that this was the most helpful thing that I'd ever seen in my life. There was a man at Iboga House, Patrick Mikola, and you know, he trained me to be able to work with Iboga and taught me the things that you needed to know to do it in a safe way.
Can you describe your first time?
Oh yeah, I can. I remember it very well. Took some Iboga. Within 45 minutes or so, I was feeling a lot of its effects. Started to go inside myself, and it was pretty much a review of my whole belief system. Iboga and I were having a conversation, and it would show me something that I believed. A lot of the stuff that I picked up along my search path, you know, looking at everything, conflicting beliefs that I had inside of me were bumping into each other, creating confusion, and then it was just all straightened out and felt so good and so easy to just be and relax and just be happy with what is.
That's beautiful. Can you give me some of the universal truths that you or others have learned through the medicine?
For me, the most important part of it is realizing that my life is a gift, that didn't happen by accident, that I'm here to experience life, to be part of life, and that it's a gift that goes beyond any other gift that I'll ever receive.
I would definitely say that I had lost any contact with spirituality. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you would have asked me before I came here whether I believe in God, I would have said I'm an atheist for sure.
Yeah.
And I really do now believe in Mother Nature, because living without believing that things are connected and that life is conspiring for us and with us is the loneliest feeling really ever. Yeah. So that's really been a gift for me personally. And I bet a lot of people must have a similar feeling of reconnecting to their spiritual path.
Most everyone describes that as part of their experience, yeah.
What do you think are some of the harder parts of reintegrating back into the world once you've taken Iboga?
Maybe some people feel a little lonely or maybe disconnected because they don't have anyone that they kind of to relate to about, you know, these simple basic things about our wonderful lives.
Well, I'm nervous. It's so easy here to let it integrate. It's, you know, going up against the world is always a challenge. For people who can't afford to do something like this, who are struggling with addiction, would you have any ways you could use Bui Ti traditions or something they could begin to sort of get some of the lessons before maybe save up?
Actually working on some crowdfunding ideas to actually incorporate cryptocurrencies, you know, in smart contracts to allow people to support addicts being treated but being able to be transparent about it and show very clearly that this is what the money's being used for. And, you know, through a smart contract, the administrative costs can be cut down very low. And I think it could end up a good way for people to help people and, you know, still be assured that their money is actually going for what they think it's going for.
A Schedule One drug. Can we just talk a little bit about that? That's the thing that makes me so angry. And the thing I think I've really been called to work on when I go home is, how do we help organizations like MAPS and whoever else is doing this good work to help people who are suffering from PTSD, rape, trauma, name it, drug addiction,
yeah,
use these plant-based medicines? Why do you think they've put this under a Schedule One?
The United States government is very much under the control of the pharmaceutical companies and have a lot of leverage with that. And pharmaceutical companies don't really want you to get cured. They want customers. They want people, they're going to be buying their stuff every week or every month or whatever it is. And, you know, so there's a resistance there to actually having a real solution to things because it's bad for business. Like we were talking about earlier, Boga does have a lot of other applications beyond just drug addiction. It really helps people straighten out their minds and you know, get better inside themselves. Getting treatment for opiate addiction specifically, Iboga and Ibogaine are very special in that they take away the withdrawal symptoms that people feel when they go off of opiates, which is, from what I understand, the most terrifying part of it. It's just having to face that 3 days of hell, and they don't want to do it, and I don't blame them. You know, Iboga and Ibogaine do have the property of taking away, you know, people have described it as maybe 80-85% of the withrawal feeling.
That's
still
amazing.
Feel a
so
little
So save
bit.
Up your money
if yeah,
you're having issues.
Right.
What do you think is going on in the U.S.? Why can't we deal with pain? Why can't we talk about shame?
Radio, television, the internet, social media, they're all forms of programming to desensitize us from our true selves, to take us out of really living and let us be more workers and, you know, producers for the system itself. That system doesn't really care about, you know, our own inner peace or how we're doing. They just want production.
I just want to thank you so much for doing this with your life and dealing with people's neuroses all the time.
Well, you know, you might want to come to Boga Wellness if you're, you know, looking for a change in your life and, you know, whatever that is. A Boga is something that is not going to go against your own will. It's not going to change you or try and change you as a person, but really just something that tries to teach you about yourself so that you can bring about those changes. If you're ready to change, I can almost guarantee you it's going to work for you if you're sincere about it. If you're not, or you're not really ready, then don't bother coming, because, you know, nothing's really going to happen without your own conviction and will for it to happen. That's the main ingredient.
Yeah, and also if you wanted to keep drinking after Iboga, you should do some more research, because I'm now going to be on vacation with no poolside cocktails.
Ooh.
I'm very sad. I'm almost like, I don't even know what I'm going to do with all my brain powers. Gary, thank you.
All right.
Such
my
a
pleasure.
Hey everyone, talking to you from my mother's bed in Washington, D.C., where I have relocated for the moment. I recently lost someone that I loved more than myself, more than life, more than everything, and I'm regrouping, trying to figure out what life without them feels like and is going to look like. Wherever you are, if you're going through pain or suffering or any kind of hardship, if you've lost someone that you love, I hear ya. It sucks. But, you know, these are moments of real transformation. And like all of the great butterflies before me, we all had to cocoon up for a minute and grow a new set of wings. You can follow me on my Instagram at Dr. Z Nightingale, on my Twitter, Genuinely False. Check out all of my interviews and videos and photos on my newly updated website at www.zoenightingale.com. We've got some more Iboga episodes coming up for you. I hope wherever you are taking advantage of this beautiful summer sun. Enjoy your life. Smile more, eat more, dance more, fuck more. Just enjoy this day. I send you all the love I have in the world. Wherever you are, send me some love. I need it. Yeah.